cross the wisdom and power of God for the salvation of humankind. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. These words are difficult to understand and grasp. It has been difficult to understand by many people in the generation of Christianity. It was difficult for the apostles to understand the center and the work of Jesus Christ that is centered on the cross. When Christ did miracles, when he healed the sick, raised those who were dead, and do all kinds of miracles, the disciples could understand whom the Messiah was. But when Christ talked about his death on the cross, when he talked about being the bread of life, when he talked about his body and his blood, the disciples could not understand. These, they said, were difficult teachings. The message of the cross was difficult for the Corinthians Christians. When Paul preached Christ crucified, this was difficult because they were well known in their wisdom. They wanted a great Lord, a wise Lord, with full of wisdom and honor. Not that Lord who is crucified, not that Lord who is shamed on the cross. The words of the cross are difficult for us today. It is a difficult word for the Americans, for the Africans, Asians, Europeans, name it all, because it is contrary to what we human beings would like to see. The Lord who is crucified is foolishness to the minds of those who are perishing. I mean, the human mind cannot grasp this kind of Lord who is going to be hanged on the cross. People don't want this kind of the Lord in their lives. People don't want to accept this kind of the Lord in their lives. This is a problem. It has been a problem, and it will continue to be a problem, because this is the wisdom of God. This is the power of God. Paul, in his words to the Corinthians, he preached Christ crucified, being the center of his message. Christ, who was incarnated by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary, is the Christ who is seen hanging on a tree. He is hanged on a tree, crying to his Father, "My Father, my Father, why have you forsaken me?" Christ that is preached to the Corinthians is the Christ that is glorified through the cross. St. John talks of the glorification of Christ as the center of the message and the center of the mission why Christ was sent. And this glorification is seen nowhere except on the cross, where the Son of God is crucified. He is crucified, dead, and raised. This was really a difficult message for the Corinthians. It is a difficult message for us today, too. God has chosen to reveal his power and wisdom on the cross. And no one can change that. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power and the wisdom of God. Christ is our wisdom. Christ is our righteousness. Christ is our sanctification. He is our redemption. Paul tells the Corinthians. The power and wisdom is given to us through the water of baptism, where God miraculously declares me and you his own with these wonderful words. Today I make you my own. You die with me and rest with me to eternity. Today I have opened the gates of heaven to you. I have empowered you to walk with me to the glory of my Father. This is the miracle that happens in the Christian baptism, that when a Christian is baptized, he is sealed, he is entered into the kingdom of God, and the power and wisdom of God is given to him. This power and wisdom is nourished in the Lord's own table, where God miraculously welcomes me and you in his heavenly banquet. Who then is wiser than a Christian? The one who, having been sealed, born anew through the water of baptism, is fed and nourished by God himself. With his body and blood, who then is powerful than a Christian? Who have been empowered to walk to heaven? These are the means through which God, the Lord of heaven, has come and bring everyone to his kingdom. He has called his church and given these means to his church. These are the means through which the Lord of heaven and earth comes to serve his people. These are the means through which God opens the gates of heaven. These are the means the Lord has given his church for the mission. This is the central message of the cross. The word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power and the wisdom of God. The crucified Lord, who is present in his church through his means, is the same Lord who lives and reigns in three persons, one God, now and forever. Amen.